Hello and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Today we are talking about the importance of campus ministry to our church and to our movement. See, Victory is part of a global family of churches called Every Nation. And Every Nation exists to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. And of course, in Victory, we would always hear, change the campus, change the world. Now, though there are no campuses, as we know it, in the Bible, we can still find the principles on why we reach out the campuses. And when talking about the importance of reaching the campuses, one way that we can talk about it is we can talk about it from a strategic angle, if you may. Or this is what we call the campus manifesto. This includes the future leaders of our society. If we reach a student, we reach a family, most of the students, or most of the people, the window of openness for them to reach or to receive Jesus is within the years that they are still a student. We can talk about all of those things. But for today, I would like to share this conviction that we have on why we reach out to the students. Why do campus ministry? It is our conviction. Reaching campus ministry is a conviction of our movement. It's a calling for us. And I want to share three convictions on why we do campus ministry. Three convictions about this and why we reach out the next generation. I want to tell all of those three points. The first one is that God is a multi-generational God. The second conviction is that we are commanded to proclaim and teach about God multi-generationally. The third conviction is that God has promised to pour out His Spirit to His sons and daughters. The first one, God is a multi-generational God. I want to share Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. The Word of God says, God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. In the burning bush, during the time that God called Moses, when asked how to introduce God, God says the famous, I am who I am. And then he gives another qualifier, that He is the God of their fathers, the God of your fathers, the previous generation, specifically Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the fathers of the faith, if you may. And now the God of Moses and the current Israelites. So the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and now the God who is calling Moses, and also the God of the Israelites who heard of their prayers and distress. Then He says that His name is to be remembered throughout all generations. God is not confined to a generation. This gives us comfort and security. Sometimes we think, oh, those who are earlier than us, Christianity is much fruitful back then. Now the time, the things that's happening in the culture right now, it seems like people does not like God and what have you. No, this truth reminds us that He is the God of every generation. And this gives us comfort and security, that whatever is happening in the generation of the young people today, we know that God is Lord over their generation as well. And whatever will happen in the future to our children and their children's children, our confidence and security is that God is still Lord over their generation as well. Second conviction is that we are commanded to proclaim and teach about God multi-generationally. I want to share two sets of verses. The first one being in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 7. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 7. It says in Deuteronomy, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. The second verse that I want to read is from Psalm 78, verses 4 to 7, what we heard earlier. We will not hide from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and His might and the wonders that He has done. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. The context here in Deuteronomy is that before entering the promised land, Moses makes a charge that the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, should be embodied by the current generation. But it's not enough to embody and to fully obey that commandment. But he makes a charge as well, a commandment, if you may, to teach faithfully to the next generation. So the current generation embodies the greatest commandment, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and then to teach it to the next generation. Psalm 78 talks about the fathers teaching the children about the glorious deeds of the Lord and the wonders that He has done in the past. We are to teach the next generation that they can find their hope in God. You know, as we are watching this, as the current generation or older generation or what have you, I want to ask this question. What message or narrative do we leave with our young people? See, the world is creating a narrative, a story of fear. You know, there's war here and there. Or maybe a narrative that life is hard, it's impossible to live, things will get harder, resources are lacking. There's this narrative of hopelessness. My question is, what kind of narrative do we tell our children? I'd like to invite all of us here, I urge all of us here, to embody and tell the story of a sovereign God, the source of hope, present in every generation, Savior of the world, the God who, because of love sent, came into our world to take away our sins, save us from death, and rise again from the dead to give us life eternal. Let us remind our children that hope is real, and Christ will come back again to set their hope in God. The third conviction is that God has promised to pour out His Spirit to His sons and daughters. Acts chapter 2, verse 17. Peter quotes Joel chapter 2, verse 28. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. In the day of Pentecost, as I mentioned, Peter quoted Joel chapter 2, verse 28, and prophesied and attributed what is happening in their midst during Pentecost. That God has poured out His Spirit to every nation, regardless of race. And God will pour out His Spirit even to non-Jews, eventually, to the Gentiles. And God will pour out His Spirit to different generations. This is the proof that we are at the end times. When we see an international, multi-generational reach of the gospel and the Spirit of God. See, God has gone ahead of us. The Spirit is at work, not just to other nations, but also in our sons and daughters in the next generation as well. And I believe God is giving. God has given them a God-given vision in their hearts. If this is the work of the Spirit, who are we to stop and not participate in the move of God? The three convictions that we have in why we reach and why we do campus ministry. God is a multi-generational God. We are commanded to proclaim and teach about God multi-generationally. God has promised to pour out His Spirit to His sons and daughters. Every nation should hear about the gospel. Every generation should know about Christ. Let us be the people of God who will bring the good news to every nation and every generation. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this truth that you are a multi-generational God. The God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and yet the God of now, and the God of my children and my children's children. Lord, I pray that we would have this conviction to reach out the next generation as well, because you commanded us to do so. Lord, I pray, God, that we would also see the Spirit at work in the lives of the students, that indeed that they will dream dreams and have visions, O God, that came from you. I pray that we will not miss out the move of the Spirit in the lives of the next generation. I pray that they would see that indeed hope comes from you. I'd like to invite you to pray for the young people that you know in your life. Anak niyo siguro yan, or maybe a nephew, a niece, or maybe students if you're a teacher. I'd like to invite you to take the time after watching this to do a quick prayer for them. Pray that they will find their hope in God, and that they will live for Jesus. Let's take the time to worship.
So many things vie for my affection, but you alone have my heart's devotion. It's only you who can satisfy my wandering heart with your love divine. So many things vie for my affection, but you alone have my heart's devotion. It's only you who can satisfy my wandering heart with your love divine. So many things vie for my affection, but you alone have my heart's devotion. It's only you who can satisfy my wandering heart with your love divine. Be my constant, be my anchor. Don't let me wander, don't let me wander. You are steadfast, you are faithful. Don't let me wander, don't let me wander.
Thank you for joining us today. As I mentioned, don't forget to pray for the next generation when this devotion ends, or this morning worship and prayer ends. In the meantime, let me just pray for all of us here. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and grant you peace. May your hand be blessed and prosperous in every way. Let goodness and mercy follow you in all the days of your lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.